And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Yeah, it's the 2nd of July. We're going into the 4th of July weekend, our weekend of independence. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. It's 7:07 in the morning, and good morning it is. And speaking of a good morning, you know, my eyes were a little sleepy, and we had a little detail going on last night with a number of people, you know, having that Veterans Barbecue, which, by the way, was a huge success. And I walk in, and I'm seeing purple birds on people's shirts. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Dare I say some people have started the weekend early, judging from the lack of traffic on the highways this morning.
You think so? But I tell you, maybe it could be is that shirt kind of like just pushed them off the sides. And, well, wait a minute here. Don't be jumping in here until I get to say... Speaking of bright and sunshiny, here she is, Linda.
Bruised and all, I'm here. Oh, good morning. Always want to share the weather with you. Start off, if you are just waking up, it's going to be high today of 91. Another one of those beautiful days. The current temperature is in the ishes. We're looking. Oh, 64. Love it. It's just another one of those great days. And yes, we did have a wonderful night last night at Tobacco and Brew. It was a wonderful, all of the veteran groups got together last night. It was a barbecue. People chipped in and honored Carl and, of course, Jeff's birthday.
Who is
the captain of the Patriot Guard Riders. And so we decided to hop on the Harley and ride out there last night, which was great. And when we came back, there was just a huge crowd at Market Fest, and I think that's why people, Bob, are still sleeping, because as we went into our backyard, because we live close to downtown, to kind of just, Carl smoked a cigar, and I had a little nightcap, and we sat out there. It was huge. The crowd was huge. You could hear them hooping and hollering till late in the evening. So I'm
sure...
This
is a great town or what?
It's a great
town.
This
is a great town. You know, hey, you know, it's the beginning of the 4th of July weekend, and yesterday, you know, Linda brought up something, and it was so appropriate. She said, you know, this is the 4th of July weekend. You know, people think of it as, a you know, 3 days of celebration. And but they don't, you know, or 3 days off, barbecues, let's go out to the lake, let's just do those kind of things, take a little trip. And they don't remember that we have people out in the front lines right now fighting and dying for our freedoms, that are out there, volunteers. They volunteered to serve in our armed forces. And those armed forces, starting with those first militias, is what gave us this independence. So today, we are asking everybody out there to call in. We're going to have guests, but it doesn't make any difference who's on. But we're going to have guests, and we want you to call in and tell us, what does Independence Day mean to you? You know, what was it, an event that happened that reminds you of why this country is so great?
And I'm on a personal mission, and I'm going to pledge it now. I think every household should have an American flag. And I want to encourage you, back in the old days, do you remember 9/11? Everybody was flying flags. Where's your flag? Get your flag out this weekend. I think it's so important. I think we need to remember what the flag stands for. And it stands for our freedom. In fact, behind us right now, we have a flag that flew over Fallujah that Rob Burrows brought back. And all of those people that were serving signed, and his platoon signed. Is it platoon, Carl? I mean, it's called...
Yes, in his units that signed it.
Signed it. And that's behind us. And every day, we look behind us and see. It's right there.
And these are men in his unit that had gone out on so many missions. But, you know, we got our first phone call here. Let's go to that. We should be taking a break, but this is more important. Don, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning there, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to thank you both for your service to the community and to our country.
Thank you.
And it was good to see you honored again there last night, Carl, at the barbecue.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just what you were saying a while ago. It's a matter of our freedom is hard won. Independence means freedom. Freedom is not free. It's very costly, as you pointed out, costly in the lives of our fighting men and women. And it has been that way, and it probably will be that way for a long time. And I think that we all have to remember that and stay vigilant and diligent and be personally responsible for our actions towards ourselves, our fellow man, and our country. And if I sound emotional about it, it's because I am.
Well, you know, you said it so well, Don. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And again, God bless our troops.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
God bless you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a guest that walked in here that he wants to talk about Independence Day, and we're more than happy to have him. So stay with us. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
I promise.
Faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
Right, oh my God, another plane has just hit. It hit another
Welcome
building.
Back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. July 2nd, we're starting our weekend of freedom, our weekend of remembering why we are free. If you've got anything to say, if you've got thoughts about our Declaration of Independence, about our 4th of July, about our freedoms, please give us a call. Share it with the rest of our community. But right now we have the mayor of Reading has rolled through here.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Patrick.
Patrick Jones.
It's great to be here today. Thank you.
Well, you know, we were talking about this, and you know, what does Independence Day mean to you?
Well, you know, every time the 4th comes around, we always think about the fireworks, and of course, we have several festivals going on this weekend throughout our Northern California. But really, it is about freedom, and that's what I think about. I think about the people that put their lives on the line for us over hundreds of years to keep this country free. And I couldn't be here today talking with you, bringing you coffee, if I didn't have that freedom. And so we do take it for granted, but I do try to remember the soldiers. And I know the Northern California, and I know Reading does not forget our soldiers. Of course, we have the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. We have the groundbreaking on the Veterans Home in route right now, in progress right now. And then we're also working on the Northern California Veterans Museum here in Reading, Rob Burrow's project. And it's a way for us to say how much we appreciate our veterans, that we're not forgetting. We're not forgetting that we are free. I am free to run for city council. I am free to run as a mayor. And we are free here today to speak freely. And we couldn't have done that without our men and women in uniform, and so I try to remember that every 4th of July.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and the fact is 1776, they'd had enough. You know, their taxes were going up. No way that the king would back off at all. You know, what was our what was the alternative at that point? And we had a bunch of radicals like Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and the group say, you know, enough is enough. And you get Thomas Jefferson, and he says, when Thomas Jefferson said, the will of the people is the only legitimate foundation of any government, and to protect its free expression should be our first object. So that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed. You know, and you don't have to look back very far for me. I look back to what my father was able to do. My father was, he was a migrant farm worker in Southern California in Wasco. He picked cotton and potatoes. And, you know, the day he turned 18, he went into the military and to serve his country. And the military taught him a trade. And then he was able from that to start his own business, his own businesses, raise a family, and do what he wanted to do. And it wasn't always the right thing. It wasn't always the best thing, but it was what he wanted to do. And that's what America's about, is to be able to do what you want to do with your life. And he did exactly what he wanted to do. He had a good, long life. He passed away last year, but, you know, I think back to my father's life, and he did everything that he wanted to do, and you can only do that in America because we're free.
And, you know, and not to put a political spin on this thing, but, you know, this year for city council, another person has signed in, Spears. So that means that there's 10 people running for city council, and I think that's great. I think that, you know, in this country, where you can have people stand up and say, you know, hey, look, I want to be a part of this government, and they're allowed to do that. You know, some who have no chance, and others that have, you know, but they're still standing up and saying, wait a minute, I do have something to say.
I'm excited about it, Carl. I think, you know, when I ran, I just jumped in there too. And in 2002, I jumped in and I came in dead last. And, you know, it's a tough feeling, but, you know, no better way. And you can do that in America, and you can speak your mind and you can speak openly. When I ran in 2004, I came in dead last again. And, I'm starting to think, you know, this is pretty tough stuff, but I hung in there. And again, I could run as much as I wanted to, and I did, and I was successful in 2006. But I'm excited about the crowd that we have running for city council. We've got a lot of different people. The debates will be tough. The issues are what's going to come up. I'm going to focus on the issues, and we're going to challenge these candidates to the knowledge that they have on the issues that face us today. And so I'm excited about it, and it's going to be tough, and we'll get right to it soon enough. The debates will start, and we'll have a lot of debates this year.
Well, we're going to, of course, give everybody that's running for office, as we have in the past, and our community gets a voice on our station. It's the kind of thing that it's fair. We want the people to know who wants to represent them, and not have anybody kind of slide through, as happened before.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you guys about a poll that I pulled up here about patriotism, and get Patrick Jones and you, Carl, and Bob. Let's just get your...
And our listeners.
And your listeners. Of course, you are the most important. Without you, we wouldn't be here. 605-4567. We want to hear from you. Carl and Linda Bott here. KCNR 1460. Good morning, Redding. It's 7:23 in the morning. Get up. Are you saluting? Weather today. It's a high today of 91. Currently 64 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, before we took our break, we were talking about patriotism, which is what we were going to be discussing all morning long. And, of course, we're taking your calls and asking you, what does patriotism mean to you? What does it mean to be an American to you? And please honor your flag and make observance of it this weekend. But I was currently pulled up on the internet a poll that was conducted between June 11th and 15th and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. Before we begin, nearly a third of Americans describe themselves as extremely patriotic. And the number has been steadily on the rise since 1999. This is according to a U.S. Today Gallup poll. As the nations head into the 4th of July weekend, 32% of Americans are feeling extremely patriotic, up 6 percent points from 2005 and 13 percent points from 1999. The poll, now here's the part that I find interesting. The poll finds that the biggest gains in the patriotic front are among Republicans, conservatives, and seniors. The number of Republicans and conservatives who describe their patriotism as running high has increased 24 percentage points since 1999. They think that part of this is because of the Tea Party movement. And so I just kind of wanted to know what you guys thought. And before we go to what you think, let's go to the phone. Because the really important thing is what Indian Dave thinks. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing fine, Dave.
Hey, what a great barbecue last night. Good gathering, good people, good times.
It was.
Good times had by all. You know what? That's what this day means to me is bringing people together. Where we came from, why we're here, and where we're going. It's very important. The flag, you know how I feel about patriotism. You know how I feel about the people that fought and died, and they're still fighting for our country. I appreciate them wholly and solely, and without them, we could not have the freedoms that we enjoy. You know, we came from an oppression, tyranny, and taxes, and we need to, I think we need to get back to where we started. And I think the country's starting to bone up and starting to think about what we're doing and why we are here. But I really appreciate what you guys do, and I fly my flag 24/7.
You know, Dave, if people that don't know you, and they should, you are somebody that loves this country so deep, and you support the veterans, you support the community. It's an honor for us to know you, Dave, and everything you say, we know, comes from your heart.
Yes, sir. Well, the honors the other direction, and to know people that, like I say, have fought for this country. I was able to ride last weekend with my nephew, who did three tours and came home safely. And the guy is just a really, really good kid. I was able to give him a Arlington book and share that with him, and it just means so much to me to live in this free country. You know, this country, this free land. I want to put out a call to everybody to stand up for the flag and stand up for the reasons that we're here, and to remember what we're doing. Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You know, what can you say when it's past that? You know?
And there you go with the patriotism and the poll. Wasn't that interesting? That I think people are starting to go, okay, you know what? I think for some time, I think, what do you guys think? Maybe people were a little bit asleep, and now we have to be active in our government.
Well, I agree, and it's really reason why I ran for council. But, you know, and when we think of this weekend, and we think about freedom, and then I think about the freedoms that we're losing each and every year. In Sacramento, we're passing 700 to 1,000 laws a year, and we're losing our freedoms as we sit here and speak today. And it's very concerning what's happening in Sacramento. And I've seen a lot of good people leave California, you know, and that's disappointing, because I consider the loss of freedom like a disease, and if we do not stop it here in California, it will spread and it will go elsewhere. And so we must fight, and we must really think hard about what we can do as individuals, what we can do in Sacramento. Do we continue to do what we're doing and let our freedoms slip away, or do we notch it up? Do we take some time out of our lives to do something in Sacramento to stop these freedoms from leaving us?
Well, the thing is that we can't. You know, take a look at your body every morning, and if you see that new spot of blood, that's where another freedom, another bit of our freedoms have been taken away from us. And you can't do that. And you can't just rely on some people to do this. You have got to get engaged. Thank you so much, Patrick Jones.
Thank you guys for having
me. For joining us.
We're going to take a break for Fox News. When we come back, we have callers waiting. Join us on the other side. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 on July 2nd. It's 7:35 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott.
Currently 67 degrees. It's going to be high today of 91. Beautiful sunny day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Hey, you know, in this portion of the show, brought to you by B&T Satellites. That's right. Doug Tullia, the owner, has been in business and has been serving customers since 1985. 82nd Airborne. Doug jumped out of a plane, perfectly good planes, which right there is kind of questionable, but he gives great service. They do great work for you. People call in and tell us how happy they've been since they went to B&T Satellite. I mean, this was, you know, people that just called in and told us, and that's a big thing. So the phone number there is 244-1988. B&T Satellite guarantees his work off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito.
We have been talking about patriotism this morning. What does it mean to you to be a patriot? What does America mean to you? And let's go to the phones. Thank you for calling. Roadrunner, you are on the phone right now on KCNR Live.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. Good morning.
A great show. And I, first of all, before I tell you what Independence Day means to me, I wanted to thank you for just letting me be a part of the honors that you received yesterday, Carl, at the Tobacco and Brew, by those of us who respect you. You, too, are an incredible patriot.
You know, when you're standing around with the group that was there yesterday, how can you, I mean, you know, how one person could be singled out is so far beyond me. Because everybody there is in my opinion, as are many people in our county, in our community, and up here in the North State, should be Veterans of the Year.
Well, it was just a pleasure to be there. It was an honor to be shared to share it with you.
Thank you.
I was thinking about July 4th, and I thought to myself how over the years of my life, how what it means to me has changed. As a very young man, it was perhaps nothing more than a family get-together where we shared a meal and watched fireworks. And then as a military man, it started taking on a more patriotic meaning. And the other day, I received an email, which I had actually seen a long time ago, but it was what happened to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And each and every one of them was in one way or another no better word than terrorized by the British. Some lost their lives, some lost their fortunes, some died as paupers, but they all sacrificed just to sign our Declaration of Independence. And it gives me reason to believe that this year's July 4th is a reminder for me and for all of us out there to be strong and to be determined, because I believe that once again our freedoms are under attack. And I am declaring independence from the current administration. I'm declaring independence from what they're trying to do to us. And I intend to stand strong, and I intend to get the message out in every way that I can. We need to be a free country, and we need to remain how we have always been through my life.
We all need to be involved. You know, some people, wanted, and many people wanted change the last time. I think we've got a change now that people are scratching their heads and going, you know, this kind of change is not the way to go. There's so many problems. So the way that you stop this, the way you change it, is to be involved, and you stand up and say, I am voting for freedom. I am voting to have our independence. And, you know, one more time, it's another revolution, not a violent revolution, but it's another revolution that we get together and we go to the ballot boxes and we change.
November, we take out the trash.
Thanks for calling,
hey, Roadrunner. Thank you, guys. You did a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Donna, you're on KCNR.
Thank you for waiting.
Yes. Good morning. Carl and Linda. This is Donna calling. And just wanted to thank you for having the mayor on the program today. Always good to hear him. And I wanted to say that freedom is, to me, is that I can worship without fear of interruption, and that we can meet together and choose where we want to live, where we want to vacation, without having someone else tell us where and what to do. I just think that as a young girl, I saw my dad's cousin go off to war in World War II. He was killed in Saint-Lô, France, by friendly fire, and I knew as a young child that freedom was not free. And I right now have a grandson serving in the Marines, and that chokes me up. So, anyway, thank you for your program.
Donna, thank you so much for your call and for you caring like this, and hoorah to your family member in the Marines.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Carl and Bob. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Bob Dunlap is our guest, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. There's some changes there, but we're going to keep taking phone calls, my friends, because what does this weekend, what is Independence Day? What does the 4th of July mean to you? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, phone line here is 605-4567. It's Independence Weekend, and we're having, you know, people are calling, you know, talking about, you know, because we want to know what you think and what you feel about this Day of Independence that happened so many years ago. Are we still in the middle of that? Let's go to the phones. Pete, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, great tribute to you last night. Oh. That was terrific, and it's such an inspiration to all of us that served our country in the armed forces. I just wanted to call in and comment on 4th of July and what it means to me. And I feel like I, as most, and as Mayor Jones said, and well, you know, we get so emotional when we talk about the freedoms of our country and our forefathers. They gave their life. They put their life on the line for our country so that we could have the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy today. It saddens me at times to think that people today don't realize the significance of the freedoms we have. And I, like you, Carl, having visited foreign countries in the military, saw that the people that did not have the freedoms that we enjoy, and the Statue of Liberty is a monument to the freedoms we enjoy in this country, and it's so good that we every year celebrate these freedoms, and we have to protect our freedoms. We have to realize that our freedoms can slip away if we are not awake and watchful, and today is a day that we have to be watchful of our freedoms or we're going to lose them.
You know, I agree. It's kind of like you know, Bob said, you know, how do you boil a frog? You put it in cold water and you just keep turning the heat up until it's too late. And you know, slowly but surely the frog gets boiled. Unless when you notice that water starts getting just a little tepid, you jump back into it and you jump out of it and you stand up to it. Hey, Pete, thank you so much for your phone call.
Well, you're welcome. Have a good day.
And your patriotism. And you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for your patriotism. All right.
And now, patiently waiting,
Bob Dunlap.
We're so happy to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
And thank you for being there last night again.
Well, congratulations, Carl and Linda both. You're quite a team. You do so much for us behind the scenes and up front and leading the troops and championing the cause of our veterans in Shasta County. We very much appreciate you being there.
Is there any better thing to do than to champion the cause of veterans and our community and our North State?
I don't think so. So, Bob, you had you were discussing something last night, and share it with our listeners. You know what's going on.
Big moves for the CVSO, the County Veterans Service Office, after years and years, 20 years actually, in the Breslauer campus. The CVSO office is moving to the old library building, specifically 1855 Shasta Street. And we'll be on the north entrance. The DA will be on the west side, on the west street entrance. So we're down in the basement, but we do have a 25% increase in floor space, which gives us additional space for veterans reps so we can service more veterans and do greater things for our veteran community. So exciting news for us.
When does the official move take place?
The official move is on the 20th of July. And we're going to close our doors on Breslauer on the 15th and 16th so we can pick up our phones and computers and books and files and everything, and then be ready for business on the 19th, and we'll have an official ribbon-cutting walkthrough on the 20th. Don Rangram, who's a lot of us consider our first CVSO in Shasta County, is going to cut the ribbon for us at 2:45 at the new facility on the 20th of July.
At 2:45 in the afternoon.
14:45 for you military types.
14:45. Why that time?
Because there's a walkthrough of the other parts of the facilities, and we're going to grab the Board of Supervisors and some other folks and ask them to take part in our ribbon cutting as well.
Okay. It just seemed like 1445 seems kind of like that's a special time, you know. This is when it started 20 years ago or something like
it
that.
It was going to be 1444, but we had to give them a minute leeway to make sure they're going to be there.
Well, there's some old people on the Board of Supervisors.
July 20th, 1445. That's fabulous.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what does this day mean to you? What does July 4th mean to you, Bob? You're a retired Chief Master Sergeant.
Chief Master Sergeant.
In the Air Force.
It means so much more than me and my career. It's really about family. It's about Memorial Day. It's about Veterans Day. It's about so many of these patriotic holidays all wrapped up into one. And number one for me is family. Because on September 19th of 1775, one of my patriot ancestors, Samuel Dunlap, enlisted in the Continental Army. And he fought with Captain Wheeler and Colonel Nixon under the command of General George Washington, and he fought in the Battle of Harlem Heights. And that's my eight times great-grandfather, so to me it's family. And
Did he make it through?
He made it through. Obviously, he had some kids because, you know, Bob Dunlap is here. So he made it through, and he left at the rank of private, and we went about his agrarian business like so many of our ancestors did.
Well, kudos
citizen
for you.
Citizen soldiers.
And kudos to you for really studying your history of the family. And that takes a lot of energy and effort. So is it something that you've been interested most of your life, or when did you start to really, or did it get passed down to you from your family?
Well, I think the bug really got passed down to me about 15 years ago when we joined the Sons of the American Revolution. And to be a member of that organization, you have to have a patriot ancestor that fought in or supported the Revolutionary War. So I think we've nailed about six or seven ancestors that actually fought in the Revolutionary War. So really, it's family to me. It's a family day, and it's a patriotic day that is like no other. And Carl, you and I know when you're overseas and you're in a different country. I was stuck on a little hole out in the Mediterranean Ocean, and they're trying to do a 4th of July celebration, and you and I know that this really means so much to us, and home is where it's happening, but they have a fireworks show or something, but it really makes you want to be home. And a 4th of July really is a Memorial Day, a Veterans Day, and a congratulations on a birthday for the United States of America.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's take a break on that.
Yeah.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Independence Day weekend. And you know what? It means so much more than just barbecues and fireworks. It means freedom. And you can just picture Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart as he lay there. And his last words were, "Freedom!" Well, that's a catchy tune. I like it. It's hard. It's difficult to speak, though, when you're standing at attention, Bob. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:55 in the morning.
Currently 68 degrees. The temperature is climbing. It's going to be 91 today. It's sunny and beautiful. And, gosh, we're going to have a wonderful weekend.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Where we were at last night, you know, they hosted the Veterans Barbecue last night. It was great. Jack Moe was out there cooking on with Bob, and I tell you, the whole thing was just outstanding. Thank you to Joe and Shelley for putting this on. You support this community in so many different ways. It's not just the veterans, but it's in so many different ways that you all support this community.
And it's going to be my father's birthday on July 5th, so we're going to be heading to celebrate his birthday. And, of course, Shelley, I said, he's a cigar smoker. And, of course, they've got the most beautiful walk-in humidor you've ever seen. And so we've got a special cigar that is just a special cigar hand-selected for him. So they use the expertise of the crew there at Tobacco and Brew if you have people who enjoy that type of thing, as well as Espresso Joe's, where you can get a great coffee.
Our guest is Bob Dunlap for our last segment here, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who told us that he's had people fighting in wars since 1775.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Up to and including now. I don't know, do you have anybody in the latest war? Or?
Well, in the latest war, I do have a son who's in the Navy, 11-year veteran. He's stationed up at Bangor in Washington on a submarine post. And my son-in-law, I only have two kids, a son and a daughter, and both of the son and son-in-law are in. And my son-in-law is he's a forward air controller, TAC-P, we call him in the Army. And he goes out with the Army units and calls in airstrikes, and he's in a very, very dangerous position. to be in, but they both love their serving their country, and you know they're going to be
long
haul.
God bless them, and I know you're proud of them. We're proud of all of our veterans. Yeah, you know, okay. We have Rob Burrows who has started the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, Sons in the Marines, and just went back. I think he's getting ready to launch out. They have Rich and Patty Bay's son is in the Marines, stationed in Pendleton, and he's getting ready to launch out on a float. I mean, there's just people need to remember, people need to think that we have so many people, so many of our sons and daughters and brothers and sisters that are out in harm's way. We can't forget that.
And Bob Dunlap, we thank you, too, for your service in your current position as a service officer for the veterans and the new expansion. I'm very excited about that. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us as far as the temperature with perhaps what's happening with veteran benefits right now?
So many things going on with veterans benefits. There's many new presumptive conditions for Agent Orange that are being in the approval process as we speak. There's some other Gulf War presumptive conditions that are being hammered out right now. And streamlining processes. One of the biggest complaints that we have as veteran service officers is that it takes so long to get a claim approved, and we hear it from our veterans, and we see it. You know, we see that 6 months later you're still waiting for your benefits. Well, that's got the attention of Secretary Shinseki and with General Brodigan here in the state level, and they're doing things about it. They've shortened a couple of forms that were long forms, and now they're not so long forms, and it takes a little less time to get things through the process.
So you see things moving along, and perhaps it's encouraging.
We see some attention to those problems. Yes, we do.
Now, how many people are you seeing a year? I know that you haven't been there a year yet, but about how many do you see a year?
Well, by the month, I can tell you, we see about 550 walk-in people a month. And some of those people I put in claims, others are just there for some information and out they go. But that's up from 275 just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So a tremendous increase in walk-in clients.
We need to find out, we need to nail down the number of veterans in the North State.
Absolutely.
And in Shasta County. And with the new homecoming, being built with the veterans up here, I can't help but see that the population is going to continue to grow, and we need to be able to take care of that. And it means expand. We need to expand, but we need to put a little fire down in Sacramento and maybe in D.C. There's a lot of people like the British had a good idea when they burnt down Washington D.C. Probably I didn't mean it that way. So we can start over again. All right, no, don't burn it down.
Well, Carl, let me tell you, the county did it right when they got us a new home on Shasta Street. They got nice wide hallways, got some good office space in there, and additional bathrooms, ladies, men's, public bathrooms. And they got everything that we're going to need to set up shop and help veterans for a long, long time there. So we're very, very pleased about that.
That's great. Well, we're going to have you back on, Bob, after we get you open, and we can talk about a lot more of these. And we'll talk again about it. So thanks so much for coming by, and happy Independence Day.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me on. Congratulations.
Carl and Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Lower Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War.
Some of the casualties are in the collapsed building and buildings around the World Trade Center. I'm told that it's just a scene of rubble and utter devastation.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's July 2nd. We're going into Independence Day. And you know what? People say, hey, we're just unabashedly patriotic here at KCNR, Free Fire Radio. You know, we love this country. We love the people in this country. And if you have something to say about Independence Day, about this day of freedom, what it means to you, give us a call at 605-4567. We've had people calling all morning. We welcome your phone calls. Tell us what you believe in. Tell us what this means to you. It's, you know, we have...
I'm staring at you because I just feel the passion.
Well, you know what, I'm kind of speechless right
but
now.
But for those of you who are tuning in, yes, this is Carla Linda Bott. You're on Free Fire. It's currently 70 degrees. I know you think, you know, give us the weather, give us the time. So, of course, you know, it's 8:06 in the morning, and it's going to be a high of 91 today. A beautiful day. Shall we go to the phones?
Daniel, welcome to KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel and Mrs. How are you?
We're wonderful.
We're fine, Daniel.
Hey, you know, I was reflecting on the 4th of July, what it's meant to me over the years. One of the biggest things I like to do now that I'm back here in Northern California, I like to go to the 4th of July parade up in Weaverville.
It's a great one. Everything
up. I was a little guy when we lived up there, and it's always been kind of a kick. And, you know, they always got kind of a patriotic theme to it. But, you know, over the years, through my career in the military and stuff like that, one of the things that always brings tears to my eyes when Old Glory goes marching by.
And you know, I saw a photo, and it was sad. You know, Old Glory was going by, and all these people were sitting down except a World War II veteran that stood up and saluted.
They didn't. Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
You know, people. It's not that people. You know, it's just that people don't understand. We haven't taught them that. You know, it hasn't been passed down from us to them. But I have to say, here in the North State, I haven't seen that. I see people that stand. I see people that pay homage to our flag. I see people that respect our flag and our country here in the North State. Another reason that we love it here.
And you know what's interesting, Daniel? I was just thinking about this because different things that we've attended about, you know, when they post the colors, when do we cover our hearts? When we don't cover our hearts? When is the time to salute? When, you know, maybe somewhere down the road we should have a flag etiquette. You know, you have flag etiquette when it comes to being in the military, and maybe if you're in the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, but where do we learn flag etiquette?
Well, you know, I had a few teachers growing up that they taught that to us, and they don't really do that in school anymore. You know, a few of the charter schools around here certainly do. You know, where Calvin goes to school, they do.
Well, you know what? That's something, though, but that's something we can do. We can put flag etiquette on our website. But, you know, essentially in the military, it's as the flag approaches and it's six paces away, you cover your heart or you stand to attention or you salute. I mean, veterans now can salute the flag. Until it goes six paces past you. Of course, when they march the colors on, you stand, you uncover, unless you're saluting, and your hands over your heart, you know, for people that haven't served. So, you know, it's essentially pretty simple. It's just a simple display of respect for the symbol of our country. And that's what that flag is. It's a symbol of the greatness of this country.
It certainly is. I'll email you a little thing, and you can put it on a PDF up there.
Well, okay.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate that, Daniel. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Yeah. Have a good time up in Weaverville.
Yeah, and you know, I've been to that 4th of July celebration up in Weaverville several times, and they have an ice cream social, and they have fireworks, usually the day before the 4th up here. I don't know what night it's up there, but it's just so charming, and it's just hometown, and they have a band that plays in the meadow, and it's just really cool.
That's good. You know, we're having the Anderson Explode Saturday night. We're having, of course, the 4th of July, you know, extravaganza here up in Weaverville. We've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, our guest, we're going to be talking, Second Amendment. We're going to be talking about just a number of different things. We're not going to limit ourselves here to the Second Amendment and it's all rights and all that's going on. He's a veteran of many of the fights that our country's been in the past 20-something years. Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
And New York, from every mountainside, let me.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:14 in the morning. It's Independence Day weekend. That doesn't mean barbecues, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It means freedom. It means the people that fought for our freedom. What's it mean to you? We've been asking our listeners to give us a call and let us know what freedom means. Let's go to the phones. Chris.
How you doing, Carl?
Fine, we're doing fine.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, and how are you?
We should be playing your song, but we can't find your CD. We're talking to Chris McCandles here, who's got an incredible song
that
he's written that is very the next God Bless the USA.
Thank you so much.
Bob has it, so he's going to be playing. Okay, what's going on, Chris? What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to send out a warm gratitude and thanks from me and my wife, Christine, and I get emotional about you guys, all the veterans, for our freedom. You know, you guys sacrifice a lot. And, you know, we're civilians, and some civilians, they don't think about it, but I do, and my family does. And my son served over in Afghanistan, lost a friend over there, and, you know, freedom didn't come cheap. And I just want to, just from my family, from our hearts, thank all our veterans. Thank you so much.
Well, Chris, thank you. Thank you so much. We met your son. He's quite a fine young man in his family.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he is. So, you know what, thank you so much. And this weekend is so we can pay homage and we can remember those people who are out there and out there still right now.
And Chris, you're going to be singing at the Freedom Festival on July 4th, correct?
Yeah, I'll be down at they're going to have me at 6:25. They're going to have me sing Back to Basics after the national anthem. So if you guys want anybody out there wants to hear the song, it is a wonderful song that God gave me for the veterans. It has a lot of meaning. It's got a lot of feeling in it, you know, for the veterans and stuff out there, and it's for you guys, you know, so.
It's a great song, Chris, and we're looking through our library right here, see if we can't get that on.
We're going to try to play it.
So, hey, Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for my freedom, and thank you for everything you guys do, Carl and Linda. You guys are awesome, and you're waking up people out there for the fight. You know, to wake up and understand why we're here and why we're free. And it's God bless you guys for what you do.
Thank you so much, Cameron. You're on KCNR.
Hi there. I actually had a question. A couple of questions. You guys were talking about flag etiquette. And one thing that I had always wondered was what the protocol was for flying a flag at half staff. I see there are different times that it's done, and both locally and kind of on a national level. And as a follow-up question, I also wondered about the large Enterprise Lions flag there on I-5 off Bocelli. I see there are times I see that also at half staff, and I always wonder from time to time why that's at half staff or what the particular event or reason is. Some days it's obvious it's on a holiday, other times not so, and I just wondered how people could find that out.
That's a good question. I know that we fly flags at half staff, in honor of deaths of, you know, within the unit or in the national level. It could be that, you know, when Senator Byrd passed away, is that the national authority said to fly all flags at half mast, in honor of his service to the country. I know that flags were at half mast. We were Sacramento because a California Highway Patrol officer had died.
Three.
Two or three
right.
in the last 3 or 4 months. So it was the time that they were burying him. And they lower the flag, I would say for the Enterprise flag, it could have something to do with Senator Byrd, but they would be somebody you'd have to give a call on it. So,
but you know what we should probably do is
those are good questions.
Yeah, people call in and find out why, and we'll make sure before the show's out we'll tell you why.
Great.
If it is flying at half mass, I always call it half mass, but it's half staff.
Well. You know, we all call it half mast. The only person that calls it, you know, that is Bob, because, you know, he's a Coast Guard guy. And, you know,
yeah, he corrected me on that.
You got to be suspect of anybody wearing a purple shirt with red birds on it.
Yeah, Bob, don't let him give you any trouble about your shirt today, bud.
Hey, Cameron, thanks so much for calling.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Our guest today, Ted Leidy, is here. We haven't had a chance to say hello. So hang on one more minute here. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning, Bob.
I found out at an early age about the symbol of the flag. I guess I was 5 or 6, and my dad was in the garage with a blowtorch doing something, and he was heating up a little rod, and we were burning holes in paper and stuff. So I looked on the bench and I found a little flag like you put on a cake or whatever. Thought I'd, you know, do that. And I started to put it up there and he yelled at me. So I knew there's something about that flag.
Yeah.
And I got a when to fly the flag, I got a brochure from the VFW. It says when and how to fly the flag.
Uh-huh.
You make a contribution and they send you stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'd like to see that brochure.
Okay. I'll take a walk and show it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. You know, hey.
Thanks.
Hey. Thank you for all you do for the community and everything.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to, before we take our break, let's introduce our guest, Ted Leidy. Ted came here today. Ted's a retired command sergeant major in the U.S. Army,
yes.
Airborne, I think Special Forces, has been in a number of, exciting times. And he's also, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about who he is and what he does, but he came on because he's one of our firearms instructors that we have here in town. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So, good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, before we take the break, Independence Day, what's it mean?
I think it's a celebration of sacrifice. When you start looking back at our freedoms that we have today, there has been so much given since the birth of our nation by our people. And that type of sacrifice needs to be celebrated. You know, when you have the fireworks, of course, they symbolize warfare and, you know, the ordnance exploding and, you know, bombs and all that. Rockets red glare, that's right.
Bombs
and
bursting in air.
And so when you take a look at that, especially in today's political and worldwide environment, you really, really have to appreciate what we have and those who have fought to put us in the position that we're in.
You know, that's sometimes we forget about that. I mean, we were looking at those spectacular fireworks, where they came from, because I know that many of us and many of our friends out there, I know you have that, we've seen some spectacular fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And for what it really stands for. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
But before we go to break, okay. I want to let you know that Gary and Lori have two tickets that they bought. They cannot make that Homeland performance tonight at the Cascade. So give us a call here, 605-4567, and we've got two tickets to give to you for free. The first caller that gets those, what I'm going to do is take your name and then call you back and then give you the number of Gary and Lori, and you guys can hook up someplace. But that's two free tickets for tonight's Homeland concert. But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's July 2nd. It's 8:25 in the morning. If you haven't noticed it, we're celebrating America. It's a 4th of July weekend.
We're waving our flag. Are you?
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, 82nd Airborne, loves this country also. He's been serving the customers here in the North State in Reading since 1985. You know, he's on Airport Road. He's right off. He's right down from the Burrito Bandito. And Doug does great work. People have called in and told us, you know, hey, we appreciate the fact that you told us about Doug, because we've had him in and he guarantees his work. That's Doug Tooley, owner of the B&T Satellite, Airport Road.
We've got callers on the line waiting, and we're talking about what Independence Day means to you. And let's go to the phones. Norm. Good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Norm?
Great talking to you. You looked fantastic last night, and congratulations for your award.
Oh, thank you.
You know, after I got out of service, I was always military. I was always patriotic. But after 9/11, I changed 100 degrees. And from then on, I've decided, you know, I hadn't done enough, and I've become involved with all the veterans and all the groups. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I've got left is the veterans now. And I plan on being as patriotic as I can the rest of my life.
Well, you know,
it isn't too much longer, but I'm going to take every second I can get.
Well, Norm, you know,
I love that.
You've been a great supporter of the veterans, and the thing about it is that, you know, it's, you know, veterans are not out there saying, gimme, gimme.
Oh, I know.
And that's the thing that I love about our veteran community. It's, you know, it's a quiet service that, you know, they've served, you know, there's honors that are due to our veterans, and they should always be paid. But just like this country, our country should have honors paid to it, and in so many instances we're seeing it not happen.
That's right, and that's why you fly your flag and you salute that sucker, and whatever you can do, you do.
That's it. Norm.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great 4th of July.
Well, we're going up to Weaverville. We're in the parade up there. So.
Oh, enjoy.
Yeah, have a great
time. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Thanks, Norm.
Take care now.
Jim, you're on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
We're good. Thank you for your call.
Well, I was kind of wondering why the Shasta County thinks that the people in Shasta County are not smart enough to set off fireworks. They sell them all the way around the county. Tama County sells them. Siskiyou County sells them. Everybody sells them around. But Shasta County decided that our people aren't smart enough to use them.
Yeah, Bob.
Well, I can answer that. We have a history of severe fire problems that have happened over and over again, and the county fire marshal some years back said the cost was enough. We lost homes. We had people die as a result of those fires, and it just takes a few bad apples to spoil the barrel, and that, unfortunately, is how it happened. There was just way too many fires that became a huge problem, and yes, other areas are still selling fireworks, but here in Shasta County, we've simply lost too much of our natural resources to a few irresponsible people.
So,
which natural resources did we lose here?
That would be the forest.
That was not caused by fireworks.
Well, you know, but I think what Bob is saying is that there have been fires caused by fireworks before,
fires causing fields all over. But I don't know of any. I've lived here now for 40 years, and I do not know of any homes or a track of homes that burned down because of fireworks or anything like that.
Well,
so that's why I was wondering.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jim, it's like this is, again, you know, the government says, hey, we've got to protect everybody because a few people are irresponsible. And
yeah, well,
unfortunately, that impacts on all the good people.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I saw the guy demonstrate the firefighters that demonstrated the use of fireworks. Which he didn't read the size of the tube to tell him that you're supposed to hold that at a 45-degree angle and in an upward position and not supposed to have the end of it pointing towards your body in any way, and not supposed to put your hand over the end of the tube and all of the safety things that he didn't read before you set it off.
Well, those things happen sometimes. You got to read those directions. Hey, Jim, we got to take a break. It's 8:30. Right. We got the news. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Jim.
And happy Independence Day.
Yeah, same to you.
You bet. How much time we got here? We got like, what?
30 seconds.
Oh, we still got 30 seconds here. I'm sorry, I cut him off too soon.
Well,
you know, we're celebrating, celebrating our Independence Day, and people are calling in and telling us, you know what it means to them. But our guest, Ted Leidy, we're going to get to Ted. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Second Amendment, but also about, you teach firearms classes and what that entails.
Safety for hunters, et cetera.
Yeah.
And you don't want to miss the next 30 minutes. This is Carla Linda Butt. We'll see you right after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carla Linda Butt. It's Independence Day weekend. And, you know, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, it's on Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, Tim, D.C., and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great time. Going down there and get that haircut. Mention our name.
You're going in there right after
the
show.
Well, I tried to get in, but, you know, it's too busy. You know, I'm going to stop talking about this place because too many people are going down there. Now, you know, I've been in there twice. Can't get in. It's like standing room. So, you know, hey,
make
DC,
space for Carl
DC,
William.
Come on. Give me a break here today.
Yeah.
You know, don't cut Bay's hair. Cut mine. Hey, it is, you know, something it is fireworks are illegal in Shasta County. It's $1,000 fine, just so I let you know. And there's going to be a DUI checkpoint tonight. Can't tell you where because they won't tell us yet. I think if you call them, they'll tell you. But the DUI checkpoint will be held in the city of Reading tonight by the Reading Police Department.
So hold back on those shots of tequila.
Now you have been warned.
Our guest this morning is U.S. Army Commander Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy, who is a senior instructor, NorCal firearms instructor. I want to tell you a little bit about his education and his years of firearms training. In 2006, he has a Bachelor of Science degree in administration from Columbia Southern University. He graduated from the U.S. Army Infantry School, the U.S. Army Airborne School, the U.S. Army Jumpmaster School, the U.S. Army OPFOR Weapons School, Combat Lifesaver Training, and the list goes on. He is an NARA Life member, Veterans of Foreign Wars, California Hunters Education Association, 82nd Airborne Association, along with the Patriot Guard Riders and American Public Work Association. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and this guy is right here in the North State and teaches hunter safety classes and so much more. Good morning, and thank you for being on our show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, you also teach concealed weapons and those classes, too.
Did I cover that okay?
I do. You covered it incredibly. Thank you. Yeah, we do teach concealed weapons down at Bastiani Arms with John. And hunter safety twice a month. And it's funny that you were talking about freedom and our freedoms, because I just received an email this morning from a guy named Brad, who's over in Afghanistan, who called and tried to sign up for my course in August. He's going to be back.
Oh, that's great.
And so,
really?
Yeah, so we're still making a difference. My buddy Chris Cooper and I have the firearms company together. He's retired Army also.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the name of the company?
NorCal Firearms Instruction.
Okay.
And we have a website with our schedule on it and all the information you'll ever need. And the website is www.norcalfi.com. And so, you know, we just try to make a difference in as far as safety in Shasta County. And, of course, finding a hunter's education class, a certified hunter's education class in this county, was difficult for a while. But Chris and I started doing it, and now we teach probably 40 or 50 hunters, junior and adult hunters a month. Hunter safety, and we really enjoy that.
What are the ages for the juniors?
They usually start out around 8 or 9, and then, you know, of course, 16, you're no longer a junior. But any younger than that, they struggle sometimes with the reading and the comprehension, because they have to pass, they have to take a test, 100 question test, and they have to pass 80%. Oh. So it's not easy.
You know, with today, you know, one of the things that we're celebrating this Day of Freedom this weekend, and our Day of Independence, is the ability to own weapons. And the Supreme Court, I know it's funny, but the Supreme Court had to affirm that something that was based in the Constitution the first time with the Heller case, and they said on federal land you could own firearms, handguns. They just did it in Chicago, that the with Daley that said, I'm not sorry, Daley, but in Chicago and Oak Park that said you could own handguns. The Supreme Court again came down and affirmed our right to own and possess firearms. But then Mayor Daley's turned around, and they're putting onerous laws again on people that choose to own firearms. One of the rights we have here in Shasta County is that right to have a concealed weapons permit, something that is unheard of in other parts of the country.
Absolutely.
And you teach that. So it's tell us a little bit about that course.
Well, back to the Supreme Court ruling, it was a good ruling. Because in the Heller case, although they struck down the D.C., District of Columbia gun law ban, they did not affirm our right as it applied to all of the different states. So basically, the McDonald case, the Chicago versus McDonald case, which came down the 20th of June, said, look, not only does the individual have the right to protect himself and own a firearm, it's applicable to every state, but it can also be regulated. So that's where you got Mayor Daley doing his thing. So basically, the city, San Francisco, has tried it to ban handguns. It was struck down. They ended up paying all the NRA's attorney's fees for that. Basically, it has been struck down over and over, but they leave it open. There's a little wiggle room in there for them to regulate, which personally, as a voter, if you can make a change there, that's the only place you can really make a change.
Yeah,
is in voting. We're very lucky in the county of Shasta. It is up to the sheriff, Tom Basenko, to go ahead and allow us to carry weapons concealed if we have a good purpose. And part of our philosophy at NorCal Firearms Instruction is to take that charge, that trust, and make sure that that's a right that we continue to have based on our own responsibility as gun owners. You know, let's go back to the fire, Jim and the fireworks call earlier.
Yeah.
You know, we had problems with fireworks, so we got that right taken away from us. We had that privilege taken away from us. Had we done a better job of policing ourselves at that point, maybe we wouldn't have that right or that privilege taken from us. And that's when we lose a piece of our freedom, it's all about us making a mistake and then having them take that freedom away.
Yeah, you know, again, it goes back to control. As we know, you know, they need to control us. When I say they, I mean that's the legislatures need to control us. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. But you know what? Our lines are open again. You know, give us a call about what Independence Day means to you. You know, we've talked about fireworks. We've talked about the flag. But what does Independence Day mean to you? Is it just, it's not just that three-day weekend.
Call. And if you have any questions about guns or you have any questions about the classes, give us a call as well. Ask Gordon why we're live here on KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our calls. Is our phone number. We'll be taking your calls after this break.
The home of the free and the brave.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're celebrating Independence Day here. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, you know what we got? We have two tickets to the Homeland Concert tonight.
100 Voices,
40-piece orchestra.
It's all patriotic music, and it's going to be at the Cascade Theater tonight. There's a, I'm not sure if it's the 6 or the 8 o'clock performance, but I can tell you that their tickets are free. So give us a call here, 605-4567. Thank you to our listeners that have donated those.
Yeah, Gary. You know, so it's a good way to spend the evening on patriotic music and, again, helping to celebrate Independence Day. Our guest, Ted Leidy, is an instructor. We've been talking Second Amendment, and he's a firearms instructor, concealed weapons, permit hunter safety. Somebody shows up at your concealed weapons course, Ted. What's the thing you see the most that you, if you could tell them how to prepare for the course?
Well, the first thing that I would tell them is you do not necessarily have to have a handgun to go to the course. As a matter of fact, if you're thinking about purchasing a handgun, I might go to the course first and use one of our handguns so that you get a feel for what you might like, whether you like a revolver, a semi-automatic, large caliber, smaller caliber, you know, because we want you to have a handgun that, especially if you're going to carry it, that you will carry. Some people buy handguns that are just too big and heavy and they can't carry them. Or they can't, they can't activate the slide or another portion of the handgun, and so therefore they've got a handgun they might have paid $500 or $600 for that they can't really use, and so we'll end up, and you can't return handguns in accordance with state law, so you'd have to sell it outright or go buy another handgun. So I would have them go take a look, educate themselves a little bit about handguns, and then come to the course with an open mind. We are a personal defense course. We're not an Olympic marksmanship course. We use what's called defensive accuracy, and that is the accurate enough to defend yourself. We teach personal defense techniques such as something as simple as putting your hand up and saying, that's close enough. You know, that's the first step in what could be an escalating situation, is just to control it. You know, you have the responsibility because if you have a weapon on your person and it is concealed, that puts you in a position of power that nobody else knows about. So, because of that power, you have a greater responsibility than everybody else in the room to make sure that things don't go haywire. And we talk a lot about how to control a situation that could turn bad and how to excuse yourself from, we call it familiarizing yourself with the exit of that situation so that you don't have a problem. But show up with an open mind. You don't have to know anything to go to our course. You show up at 8 o'clock. We put you through the NRA Certified Basic Pistol course. You'll be shooting our firearms if you don't have one. If you do have one, bring it. We'll take you through the steps to operating it safely. That's the first day. The second day, we'll go out to the range, and we spend nearly the entire day on the range getting you qualified as far as accuracy goes and safety with your firearm.
Now, Ted, I have a question for you as far as I have a friend who is thinking of getting his permit and taking the class, and I said, will your wife do this with you? And what do you recommend that couples do this together so that if the husband gets a concealed carry permit, let's say, for instance, that the wife takes the course, I'm just thinking out loud, that the wife takes the course with the husband so she can familiarize herself as well, not that she would carry, but that she would be, just kind of know what's going on. So if the gun is in the home with the family, what to do about it, not that it's just his responsibility. What say you?
That's a great idea. As a matter of fact, we, even though you cannot apply for a concealed carry permit until you're 21 years old, we advocate preteens going, probably 13, 12, 11, so that they can make mature decisions about firearms. We will actually let them go to the course and do all the shooting, learn how to carry, all that kind of stuff, so that they have a firearms familiarization. Because
right.
That's really the key. Since we instituted the gun lock law, every firearm that's sold now has to be sold with a gun lock, we have drastically reduced accidental firearm deaths in this country. And it's because of that thought right there that you just came up with, that, look, it's a knowledge thing. If you take away the secret, if you take away the mystery of it, the no-no,
yeah.
Then when they get to it, they'll be like, well, I know all about this. I just spent 2 days in NorCal firearms instruction. I don't touch.
And it empowers the family
with
that knowledge.
Family. That's right. Because everybody feels comfortable with it. That's not to say we leave our firearms laying around. You still have to have a safe. You still have to have a way to lock that firearm up so that you can't have access to it. Because really, if you take your family to a course, they come out and they feel good. Even the hunter safety course. You know, at our hunter safety course, they do all the firearms handling also. As a matter of fact, they load, unload, activate the safety. Every different firearm that we have, every student has to become comfortable with that before we'll pass them on. But unfortunately, in most instances of firearm injury or fatality, it is somebody outside the home that comes in that picks up that firearm that doesn't know how to use it. The mystery is there for them. It's a gun. They know all about it from TV, and they think they know how to use it, and next thing you know, there's an accident.
And it's because the weapon wasn't safeguarded.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Right. You have to safeguard that weapon. As a matter of fact, even concealed carry folks have to figure out how to safeguard if they can't take it into, say, a federal building. Or what are they going to do with it? They have to figure out how to do something with it in the car.
And we got to take a quick break here, I guess, as Ted Leidy. We're talking Second Amendment, but also gun safety and concealed carry permits and things that you have the right, because this is a free nation, to have. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
If tomorrow all things were gone,
currently 8:53 this morning. Remember, we've got two tickets here. Thank you, Gary and Laura, for donating your two tickets free. Thank you so much. It's for the 8 p.m. show. We're going to take the first caller here, 605-4567. If you want to go to the Homeland Show tonight at 8 p.m. for the Cascade Theater, it's going to be a 100 voice choir and a 45-piece band, and it's all wonderful patriotic music. What a great way to kick off the Independence Day weekend. Again, 605-4567. First caller gets two free tickets for the 8 p.m. performance tonight at the Cascade Theater.
You know, Old Navy is doing a fundraising event to send packages to our troops in Iran and Afghanistan this Saturday. There will be a number of veterans organizations, including the Missing in America Project. They're going to have military items on display inside the store, and a percentage of the sales for that day will be donated by Old Navy to be sent out with other packages. So stop by Old Navy tomorrow and see what's going on there and do some donations. Like I said, they're going to be taking donations there to be able to send packages to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan who are out there in harm's way. We can't forget that. Our guest is Ted Leidy. We're talking concealed weapons. He's an instructor, a retired command sergeant major in the Army, an airborne guy. It's one of those people that fall out of perfectly good airplanes.
Yeah, they don't make them perfectly good, Carl.
Oh, that's right. But you know what? I always felt better when I had a parachute on my back flying in an old C-130. So, because I kind of felt I could get to the ground, maybe not as fast as a C-130, but still maintain one piece.
You must see a lot of really interesting, things, when people come in to get their concealed carry permit, or they take the classes on gun safety. You must see so many interesting things. What can you share with our listeners as far as, like a great story about somebody who took a class and found out that it wasn't exactly what they thought, the seriousness of it?
Yeah, well, especially on the concealed carry side, one of the things that we're taught when we go to school, because we're NRA certified, is you really have to make a big point about letting them know that they are in a class to that where you might possibly have to shoot somebody. And so many times, I don't want to reiterate that too much and scare them off,
right.
But you have to tell them. You know, the worst thing you can say to me is, well, can you just wound them? No. If you're going to brandish a firearm, it is deadly, and you have to be ready to be able to do that.
And if you can't accept that responsibility, you can't carry.
That's right. You cannot carry if you cannot accept that responsibility. And you have to know that going in. Now, we don't have graphic pictures of people being shot and all that in our class to let them know, look, this is how deadly it is. But we do a pretty good job of describing it to them. And then, of course, the aftermath of any situation where you're going to use deadly force can be incredible with the civil and the civil liability and the litigation that could follow.
Even if you're perfect, I mean, even if you did followed all the rules and you were, you know, your life and your loved ones' lives were in danger, it could be. There's responsibilities and ramifications of this. Yeah.
In every instance.
Right. Now, do you have a website? How does somebody get a hold of you?
You go right to our website, which is www.norcalfi.com, NorCalFI.com, NorCal Firearms Instruction. It's got our schedule and how to get in touch with us. All of our class listing is there.
Great. In fact, we're going to be taking your with July 12th class.
That's right. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Okay. Now,
looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know what? Now, Monday. That holiday. Well, we don't take a holiday.
We're coming back.
We're back here. We're going to be here on.
We're here on Independence Day.
It's the day after Independence Day, and we're going to be here Monday morning from 7 to 9. So you know we. What a great show this was today. People calling us and telling us how they felt about our day of independence. And by the way, we have given away those tickets. So, Diana, we'll get in touch with you right after the show and make sure that you can link up so you get those free tickets for the 8 o'clock show tonight.
Fly your flag.
It's going to be a great weekend. And just remember, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day. And that's what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating, you know, hamburgers and baseball games. Oh, no, that's so, you know, that's important about the family. It's like we said, it's a day that we kind of remember the sacrifices that was made to build this wonderful country. And those fireworks are because the rocket's red glare and those bombs bursting in air are what those fireworks are about. Honey, we're going to have a great time.
That's right.
So let's remember our country.
It's the good guys against the bad guys.
Oh, which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.